WMFO, Medford. 9:02 in the morning. Mike on the mic here till 1 today. This is the first time I've ever back announced a new noise, but Danny was here beforehand, if you were listening. And when he got out, I just sort of had something to start, and I played that great new noise from the Almond Betts Band, which is a brand new release. Well, of course it is. It's new noise. New record called Down to the River that was All Night. It's fantastic.
Sounds great.
Hey. You should be on. Your mic is on, and it's not. Why is that?
I'm on number 4.
Yeah, I know, and you're on. Yeah. Maybe screw with the plug. Is that better?
No.
All right. Well, maybe you move over to 2 then.
1, 2, 1, 2. I don't know.
Oh, I know why. The board is not there. We'll have to fix you.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have any of you guys on the mic, so what I'll do is I'll just introduce people and tell them that we'll be coming back with them afterwards, and I'll fix the board, and then we'll do it then. So I'm Mike. I'm here till 1 from 9 to 11. It's just going to be free form, and mics that don't work, and your requests, and all that stuff. And at 11 a.m., Mike Stewart, who you can't hear at the moment, but you will, he conceived of this thing called Boston Women Rock, and we're going to have an episode of that coming up from 11 to 1, and Carissa Johnson.
Yep.
And
Emily Grogan,
Linda Viennes,
Katie Dobson.
They'll be here, and we'll talk to them, and they'll play some things, and live, and recorded, and all sorts of things. So we're going to get it together, but when I say we're, I mean I'm just, you know, I like to take the blame. Yeah, so I'll fix the board, but I'm going to pretend that I've just played the first song, and it's new noise, and the next one is one that I love from a band called Gomez, and this one is called Revolutionary Kind. We'll be back in a little bit here at WMFO, Medford.
Keep on. Now one day, the indigenous people of the earth are going to reclaim what's rightfully theirs. Your mind, just face your mind. Forgot you even had a mind, cause someone told you it's impossible to change your mind. A friend of mine made it to 25. We had a celebration, man. I'm glad that you're alive. I'm happy to see my man, you're beating the odds. I put this on this day. We give thanks to the gods, cause everyone deserves a shot, except you only get one. I hope it's not through the head, my son, but life is short. When you're afraid to cry, life is hard. When you're afraid to die, but when I feel alone, I sing myself a song. Cause wherever I lay a groove is my home. But can you see me in the desert?
Of course you can.
And can you see me on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see me in the ocean?
Of course you can.
I'm just splishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. But can you see me in the desert?
Of course you can.
Can you see me on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see me in the ocean?
Of course you can.
I'm just splishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. Saying, gee, that I'm out of one. We want to buy the federal government. Doesn't want me to go to school. I ask too many questions and I don't play by the rules. It's cool to try to tell me that a rock is not a lie, but I've seen a volcano growing up and die. It's cool to try to tell me that a tree couldn't feel, but I felt the tree and it was bleeding for real. It's cool to try to tell me animals couldn't talk, but they could understand it when it starts to bark. It's cool to try to tell me man doesn't have a soul. What happened to his? The sacred mind is still hard. But can you see me in the desert?
Of course you can.
Can you see me on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see me in the ocean?
Of course you can.
I'm just fishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. But can you see me in the desert?
Of course you can.
Can you see me on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see me in the ocean?
Of course you can.
I'm just fishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. Like to look at Madonna's no. book on sex, or would you rather Alex Haley's book on Malcolm X? No. The f- with Ice-T, but they don't even care if Eric Clapton singing "I Shot the Sheriff." And how many more books on the subject can I read? How many more frustrations must I try to ease? And how many more days up this bed I cannot breathe? And how many more of my friends must just die and leave? But you can't refuse the ticking time bomb. You can't refuse the time it has come. You can't erase our people from our nation. Take a life before they call us a lost generation. But can you see us in the desert?
Of course you can.
Can you see us on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see us in the ocean?
Of course you can.
We're just splishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. But can you see us in the desert?
Of course you can.
Can you see us on the mountain?
Of course you can.
Can you see us in the ocean?
Of course you can.
We're just splishing, splashing, jumping in the sand. But can you see me in Africa?
Of course you can.
Can you see us in Asia?
Of course you can.
Can you see us in Australia? Aotearoa, Western Samoa, Eskimo. See us on the radio. Can you see me with the police? In handcuffs, splishing, splashing, jumping in the sand.
Foot wall of addiction. change this, burn it down.
Number nine is Venus underneath that dress. She wanted everything that he did not have. And if we keep buying everything that sells, American Pill will wreck and kill. Yes, they will. Break out these chains, let's break it down. Let's break out these chains, let's break it down. Let's break out these chains, let's break it down. Let's break out these chains, let's break it down.
We'll be right back.
Dream Police at WMFO, Medford, by request.
Yeah.
What?
I think I'm still dreaming.
I don't know. I think you always kind of are dreaming, though. Yeah. But what do I know? I'm Mike. He's Mike.
I'm Mike, too.
Yeah. And that's Matt.
That is me.
Yeah. And
Matt. We're both Mike on the mics with Matt. And Maddie
that
in
is
the
right.
morning.
Yeah. It's my first. I did used to do a morning show.
You did?
My first time on terrestrial radio.
Uh huh.
At least in this capacity. I used to call in all the time to. Are we allowed to mention other people
yeah, sure.
that used to be on the radio?
Yeah, sure.
I used to call into a sports show all the time when I was a teenager with Dale Neumeier and, Arnold and Mike Neumeier.
Bob Neumeier.
Maybe that's what, Dale and Newmy.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Uh-huh.
So I used to call into them all the time and yell and scream about the Bruins, how we needed to get rid of Byron Defoe.
So that voice over there, everybody, is Matt Tomor.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. And I know him from when I used to be a board op at another radio station called Unregular Radio, and Matt was the morning guy.
I was the morning guy. I was the production manager. I was resident sweetheart.
Yeah, you made a great cup of coffee, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's
it was good.
Yeah, Unregular was a great time. I never had any inclination in my life to ever do any kind of radio at all.
Well, who did?
And then I just stumbled upon it, and it just kind of snowballed into this thing that I did for a few years.
We have the same life.
I think we should get his feet well wet. We should have him read a PSA.
A live read. I haven't been on radio in at least 5 years. You're jumping right into a live read?
Sure.
I got to pick a short one.
No, I was going to say don't pick a long one because they're really hard if you do that.
Yeah, let me see. They're all like three paragraphs. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, very nice.
Not bad. My
very
first
well
live
done.
Read. Yeah.
That was good. All right, let me tell everybody what we did. I started off with New Noise, sort of in a weird way, but I did. I played the Almond Betts Band from a brand new record called Down to the River that was All Night. Such a great record. If you love the Allman Brothers, you've got to check this out. After that, one of my favorite bands ever, Gomez, from back in 1999. They have a record called Liquid Skin that was Revolutionary Kind. All kinds of sweeping noises in there and stuff. It's just awesome. Then Michael Franti and Spearhead from their record called Home, a very positive thing called Of Course You Can. If you have any doubts out there, folks, of course you can. Fantastic Negrito after that from last year's Please Don't Be Dead record. That was Plastic Hamburgers. And a request for Bob French, Bob the bass player from the Cast Irons, wanted to hear the Cheap Trick band from 1979's Dream Police. That was the title track.
Hey, Mike, should we do a giveaway?
I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, why not? They just have to be here before 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. If you, the next caller, we have the brand new Willie Nelson, Ride Me Back Home CD.
That's such a great record.
Yes. And it's a promotional copy just for you if you call in. Our number here is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Always we say WMFO.
Mm-hmm. Really, really nice record. I might play something from that later on.
Okay.
The production quality and just, he's just, you know, he's Willie Nelson.
He is. He's a legend. He's an icon. What are you going to say?
That.
I saw Willie Nelson live at the Pavilion, right?
Yeah.
And it was raining. It was kind of a chilly night. And he comes out, his first song, he's out of breath, guitar's out of tune, sounded terrible. And I thought, oh man, he's too old to go. His next song, spot on.
Yeah.
He did like one song to warm up, and then he was a legend for the rest of the night.
And that guitar, like with the holes and the scratches and stuff.
That's called Trigger.
He's an impressive sight. True legend.
That's been fixed because it was structurally broken, and they keep fixing it so he can keep playing it.
Wow.
I'm going to have to play some Willie now.
Yeah.
That'll be my next new noise for the next set.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't surprise you now because, you know.
Yeah, maybe we'll even play this guy.
You really want me to play.
Yeah.
Ever since I picked you up, you wanted me to play that. Hey, will you play this? Sure, what is it? Oh, it's Poppy. You'll like it.
When Mike was driving, I was putting it in front of his eyes so he couldn't
drive. I think I have a phone call.
Okay.
Do I? I do.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Hi, WMFO. Can I put you on the air? I'm going to put you on the air.
This is Bob, everybody. We know him.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Bob? Yeah, there he is. He wants to get that Willie Nelson CD.
Am I eligible for that CD?
If you could be here by 1 o'clock, you might be.
Well, I don't know. You know, since I am kind of affiliated with MFO,
Yeah, so you're... is he disqualified?
He, well, let you hold the CD and look at it.
You can touch it.
Yeah, he can touch it.
Well, I'm surprised nobody's called in for it.
That you did.
Yeah.
It's not a waste of time at all, Bob. It's fine.
Yes.
Are we going to see you today, Bob?
Yeah, eventually. I just got back from the garden waste dump.
Okay.
And they let you go, huh?
It's kind of TMI.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right, hey, so we'll see you a little later. Thank you for calling. Look forward to seeing you.
All righty.
See ya.
Okay, be good, Bob.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that's somebody we know, and he can't have that album.
No, but he can look at it. He can touch it. He can scratch it. He can sniff it, whatever they do these days with the kids.
9:26 in the morning. That was disgusting.
I know.
All right, new noise for this set. The Rockin' Tours. I love the Rockin' Tours.
Okay.
And they have a new record out called Help Us Stranger. You know, it's just weird and awesome at the same time. You'll know what I mean immediately.
Is the song about me?
Check the liner notes.
Okay, I will.
All right, new from the Rockin' Tours, their new record again, Help Us Stranger. This is called Don't Bother Me, WMFO.
Don't bother me, bother me. You're hidden agenda. Don't bother me, bother me. You're ruthless, rule bender. Don't bother me, bother me. Your surface duplicity. Don't bother me, bother me. It's all nothing new to me. Don't bother me, bother me. The way you look in the mirror. Don't bother me, bother me. You're your biggest admirer. Don't bother me, bother me. All your clicking and swiping. Don't bother me, bother me. All your groping and creeping. Don't bother me, love and the lack of it, so hard to find.
keep track of it. A woman of uneasy virtue, taking her chances when she can, sits on the edge of the bed, explaining her scars to another stupid man.
Some radio trouble?
9:41 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. 9:41, as I just said, just to make sure you were listening. What time is it, Mike?
9:41.
Yeah, okay, great.
In the morning. This is when I'm still in a coma.
It's awesome.
I'm a musician, I think.
You used to be, anyway. Hey, listen, let me tell people what. You know what I mean. Let me tell people what we played there. Started with the Rockin' Turs from a brand new record called Help a Stranger. That was Don't Bother Me. Sid Straw after that from a record in the 90s called War and Peace, so good, called A Love and the Lack of It. That's something I love, and I, you know, it's only available, it's out of print now, so, but we have it on our digital library. And Matt, you were talking about Sid Straw a little bit. Just,
I had never heard her, and you said look her up on Google, right?
Yeah.
So she worked with everybody in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she worked with Michael Stipe, Richard Thompson, and there was one more big one. And Pat Benatar. She sounded really good. I've been hating on grunge lately. You know, we go through that cycle with music where we hate whatever was out like 20 years ago.
Yes.
Like, remember,
it's the human condition.
Yeah, last decade, you know, we hated 80s music. Everyone was, you know, trashing on the 80s. And so I'm kind of in that stage with grunge right now. But then I hear her, and it's like I got that spark of, like, she had that grunge sound, but she had such a... That was like every 90s sound. Like, it's a little Melissa Etheridge, there's a little bit of grunge.
And the same thing happened to you that happened to me. Like, in the middle of that song, you know, it's going along real nicely, and you think, okay, I know what the song's about, and then it just explodes.
Yeah, really well produced.
It kills me. I just love it.
Yeah,
can't
really.
Can't get enough of that.
I thought the back end was particularly well produced.
It was awesome. Then Alex Chilton from a record, I think it's a compilation called Set, Oogum Boogum. Alex Chilton, of course, a long line of musical heritage there with Big Star and the whole thing and all the stuff he did by himself. I love almost everything he ever did. And speaking of loving it, our friend Al Pachulis,
his
band Special Guests, that last one we played was from Studio 6, the Cockroach Sessions that they put out in 2014. They had redone that song with Bird Mancini, but Al wrote to me the other day and he says, you know, it's really funny sometimes when you go back on your catalog and you realize what you had.
Yeah.
He goes, this was before we redid it, and he said, I love it. He said, I hope you do too. So I had to play that. It's called It's Time.
Excellent.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Al Pachulis just freaks me out. Sorry, Al, if you're listening, but you do.
So in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have a two-hour edition of Boston Women Rock.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some Carissa Johnson, Emily Grogan, Linda Vienes, Katie Dobsons. And, you know, we'll play some local music, some influences and stuff, too. And that'll be happening around that time, around 11 o'clock hour. And we thank Something About the Women for giving up that slot for us today in Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And
we didn't really give them a choice.
Yeah, I know. Also, to our sister station, excuse me, have no cough button here. Our sister station, WMWM, has experienced web streaming problems for this last week. And I know that some people listen to What's Happening and Acoustic Avenue and Tracks of the Town and Juke Joint up there, and they should be back in about a week. But because we had a successful live day here at WMFO, I guess I've initiated something up there. They're going to have a live acoustic day in August, and that date to be announced, and it'll be 6 hours of a lot of acoustic artists, some that around here you heard of, and some well-known names.
Sounds like a good idea. I wonder where they got that.
I don't know.
See, Matt, just an inside joke, because we did a live music day,
mm-hmm.
and now they're going to do a live music day.
Another copy.
But, you know, a good idea is you know, the love can be spread around, so that's fine.
Mike Stewart idea.
Whoever thought of a live music day on the radio?
Yeah.
Stunning idea, guys.
Yeah, we do it like for 8 hours straight.
Eight straight hours?
One live band after the other. It was.
Never heard of such a thing. How dare they?
No, it was really good. Yeah. Well, try to stop us.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. All right, so can we start the next set?
I think you can.
All right, we were talking a little bit about Willie Nelson and that new record. By the way, we can give it away if you want to call us. 855-915-9636.
Yes.
And Bob, you already called, so don't do that again. But if you'd like a copy of this record, I'm going to just... this is like demonstrably fabulous, and you're going to find out why. This is a track from that record, and it's called My Favorite Picture of You, brand new from Willie Nelson, here at WMFO. Medved.
My favorite picture of you is the one where you're staring straight into the lens. It's just a Polaroid shot someone took on the spot. No beginning, no end. Just a moment in time that you can't have back. You never left, but your bags were packed. Just in case. My favorite picture of you is bent and it's faded and it's pinned to my wall. Oh, and you were so angry that it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all. There's a fire in your eyes, your heart's on your sleeve, a curse on your lips, but all I can see is beautiful.
Until your legs fall, slow down to whatever.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it.
privacy on my ears, will you?